my most memorable English language learning experience is when I was in primary school, I guess. The way I learned English is mostly through English drama, because in my primary five, I was invited to join one of the Shakespeare for All to participate in the Romeo and Juliet drama, and I took part in the role, and I learned a lot of both modern and kind of ancient languages such as Adda or Fo, something like that. So, and the performance was quite a joy. So, and it's quite unforgettable for me.
So, this memorable English language learning experience, which was fun for you, was in primary school.
Yeah.
Right. So, you're an English major. So you're going to be an English teacher, I guess, if you want to be, yeah?
Yeah.
And there is kind of a lot of discussion about whether or not we should use English as a medium of instruction in primary school, whether or not, in fact, we should focus on English in primary school. Instead, perhaps we should just do it in secondary school. So looking back on your experience and then now what you're learning and your ideas about the future, what do you think? Do you think we should be teaching English or using English in primary school?
I guess it really depends on the students at the level. I mean, if the standard of the English standard of a student is suitable for or capable for learning English through EMI, I think it's okay for them to use English. But if they cannot really understand, then we should not use English to teach. And I think this is used for both Chinese for secondary and primary schools.
Can you imagine using Shakespeare for primary school students in the future yourself? Okay, so let's have a look at some of the memorable reading experiences you might have had. Mm. Can you think of...
Read. I seldom read. Not particularly remember it.
Okay, so let me just show you this poster that I have here. And they're media and things that you could read in English in many formats here. Magazines, novels, reference books, classics, newspapers, periodicals. So do any of these remind you of things that you may have read that were significant to you?
Nothing particularly significant. I do read Times when I was in secondary school, but I kind of find it too complicated for me at the moment, so I quit it.
Yeah. So in the future, using English as a career, can you imagine reading much in English in the future?
I think I will read more English in the future, yeah. But I'm not sure whether it's a book or other ways, such as, for example, TV series or maybe movies, something like that, because I do think reading is not the only way to learn English.
So what's another good way?
For example, watching TV programs, listening is also a good way to learn English, because reading may be kind of boring, but maybe some kind of multimedia may be helpful.